when I'm pulling on you outside of these walls, when I begin to pull on your spirit, your heart to come aside, and I woo you by my spirit to come into places to get to know me, it is beyond yourself that I am calling for. For I desire fellowship with you, but I desire that out of your fellowship will be produced an intercession through intimacy that brings about this coming outpouring of my spirit. Do not think it lightly, for the mind can easily pass over the wooing invitations. I'll provide the time for you, saith the Lord. If you still away for a half hour or an hour and devote yourself, turn your phones off, walk away from all outside intervention, yes, you can go and pray and move and have your being in Christ even in the busiest of working and in the busiest workplace. But that will not satisfy what I'm speaking to you right now. There must be by male and female, there must be by man and woman who desire to come into this place, a place of intimacy where everything is turned off, everything is shut out. And do not judge these times as times having to be as of a length of great ordeal. What I desire more than anything else is obedience. When your heart remembers past tense places of intimacy, when your heart remembers the call that you had from a child, when your heart remembers what I've asked you to do at times where you felt you're closest to me, and at that moment I call you to come away and I provide that moment and you see that it is possible, I'm asking for your obedience, saith the Spirit of grace, for I will use these times to congregate my body together in one spirit and in one mind, saith the Spirit of the Lord. For I desire that when you come into this place, that a glory comes with you. I am pleased, saith the Lord, with where you're at. But you have not yet even begun to see the glory that I desire to pour out on this house. Will you come to the place where the glory comes so strong that you're not able to stand? And those who you bring in from the very beginning will begin to know that my power is in this house. I will go from this place and I will springboard into many other places, saith the Lord. The day and hour will come. The day and hour will come, saith the Spirit of the Lord, that the greatest problem that you have is to know where to put the people. But do not set your eyes upon people. Do not set your eyes on growth. Do not set your eyes on success. Do not set your eyes on anything of this world, for it is not successful in numbers. I disdain the talk of numbers as to what is success, saith the Spirit of grace. But my success is to know me. My success is to walk into me. My success is to have a bride that is purifying her garments daily with the washing of the water of my word, saith the Spirit of grace. For this is a season where the washing of the water of my word is washing over you. You have been washed by my blood for one time as you were purified unto salvation. But know this, the washing of the water of my word is a continual thing. It is a continual thing whereby you might be cleansed of those things of the flesh. So continually adhere to my word. Continually love my word. And when I say come away with me. For I am looking for a corporate anointing that will shake this house in the days ahead, saith the Spirit of grace.